You're listening to 1-2-3 with me, Bob Simpson, and Matthew Shepherd is here.
Hello, hi, you're right. Matthew.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I can't speak properly today. Don't even know my own name. Let me give you a brief introduction. Matthew Shepherd is a 19-year-old singer, songwriter and guitarist from Loughton in Essex. He's no stranger to Phoenix FM, having performed on Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch show and in the run-up to last Christmas, performed on the Phoenix FM stage in Crown Street, Brentwood, at the Lighting Up Brentwood event. So it's great to welcome Matthew back for some live music and chat this afternoon. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm really okay? Good, thank you, yeah.
Good, okay. Is it raining out there?
It is. It's very wet.
It's awful. It's supposed to be nice by
I know.
Well, talking about the weather, you gave us a great performance in the cold winter weather last year.
That was freezing.
It was a great...
I've never been so cold in my whole life.
No, it was cold, wasn't it? But it was a great performance. Did you enjoy it that day?
Yeah, I really did. Really good, yeah.
Right, well, while I get my breath back, I've spoken for nearly an hour to my other guest, who was absolutely fascinating. I think it'd be great if we hear a song straight off from you. So can we have one from you?
Of course you can. Right. It's called Is This Love?
Lovely.
I love the way you smile all the time. And I love the way that you're never wrong. I never want to let you go. I never want to let you go. I love that little twinkle in your eye. And I love the way you never say goodbye. I never want to let you go. If only you let me show. Is this love? Is this real? Or am I pretending it's all happened? Don't wake me up, is this a dream? Or is it the moment I've been waiting for? Well, I just can't fight these feelings anymore. Yeah, I just can't fight these feelings anymore. I love the way you put candles everywhere. And I love how I smell your perfume in the air. I never want to let you go. I never want to let you go. Ooh, yeah, I love the way you laugh at all my jokes. I love the way you got so many calls. I never want to let you go. If only you let me show. Is this love? Is this real? Or am I pretending it's all happening? Don't wake me up, is this a dream? Or is it the moment I've been waiting for? Well, I just can't fight these feelings anymore. Yeah, I can't fight these feelings anymore. I just just can't fight these feelings anymore.
Ah, oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely great song.
Thank you very
Is
much.
Is that one of your own?
It's one of my own ones, yeah.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, you sound quite taken aback there. Yeah. So you write quite a lot of, quite a lot of the songs you perform, but you do some covers as well. You tend to do sort of folk covers, would you?
Yeah,
would that
I do.
Be accurate? Yeah.
I've got into folk music, I suppose, over the last couple of years. I'm used to doing just sort of pop covers, but I got into a singer called Kate Rusby, okay. One of my favourite singers, and I think to get into folk music, you've got to find it. It's not easily listened to on the radio. There's not a lot of radio stations that play folk
sure.
music.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If anything, it's quite a nice feeling to sort of discover your own sort of genre.
Sure,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your introduction to public performance was touring Italy with a school musical troupe and playing a large indoor and open-air venues in prestigious locations, including Florence. What was that like?
That was amazing.
Yeah?
Really, really good. I was in a tour group of about nearly 200 students. I was at year 13 at the time, so okay. It was a nice sort of ending to my school year. It was an amazing experience. I also do classical music as well. I sang a classical duet with my friend Peter, and that was an amazing experience again.
Yeah, excellent. So how old were you when you first became interested in music?
I've been singing, forever, but yeah. I suppose I first got really interested into music when I'd done it at GCSE, okay. when I was about 15, 16. Then I first picked up the guitar when I was 14. I didn't really get on with it at first.
Oh, right.
I found it quite difficult. I just assumed that I'd just leave it. But when I got to GCSE, I thought I'd better learn an instrument because you need to for GCSE music. And, yeah, I just started off from there and I just love music.
Okay. Musical influences? You've mentioned one already.
Kate Rusby.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favourite other singers, songwriters, is a guy called Joshua Radin. He's an American singer.
Okay.
His music's quite a lot. Quite like mine, again, just any folk music
right.
I love.
I mean, I wouldn't that song you just played. I wouldn't necessarily describe it as folk music.
That's it's, true.
How would you describe your music generally, or does it sort of cross?
I don't
genres?
Know. I think whenever I write a song, I like to have a story to it.
Yeah.
And I see folk music as anything with a story to tell. But I mean, I'm quite acoustic. I'm quite laid back. I suppose all my songs are about love in one way or another.
Absolutely, yeah.
But
yes.
Just anything goes.
You're a young man to be writing about love. All right, well, let's have another song from you. What's this one, Matthew?
This one's going to be called Muddy Puddles. It's a lullaby I wrote for my 2-year-old niece called Chloe. It's based on a program called Peppa Pig. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've heard the name.
You have heard of it. And Peppa Pig loves jumping in big muddy puddles. And that's what inspired me to write this song.
That sounds great. Carry on.
Here we go. Muddy Puddles.
Hush now. Don't you cry. Don't worry, I'm right by your side. Dream of sunshine and a brand new day. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump in muddy puddles. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump in muddy puddles. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump in muddy puddles. Tonight, rest your eyes. Dream of sunshine in this brand new day. Think of me, and together we'll go away and we'll play. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump in muddy puddles. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump in muddy puddles. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump in muddy puddles. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump in. tomorrow. We'll jump in muddy puddles, maybe tomorrow. We'll jump in muddy puddles, maybe tomorrow. We'll jump in muddy puddles.
Oh, that is lovely. That's really nice. So you've got a really nice, clear voice as well. You don't put any bells and whistles on it very much, do you? You kind of got a... I don't know how to explain it. How would you... What am I trying to say, Matthew?
I don't know. I mean, I think I sort of sing from my emotions, yeah. My expression. I don't try to do too much with it. I just try to sing how I feel.
You write a lot of your own songs. How do you find the process of writing songs? Is it something that comes easily, or do you have to really work hard at it?
I mean, I'll go through phases. I'll go through a phase where I'll write about, I don't know, 5 songs in a month, and then I'll find that I'll hit a wall and I can't write anything for a while. But obviously now I'm working as well, it depends, it gets more difficult setting time to write a song. So what I'll do is I'll record like a bit of guitar work that I thought that might work onto my phone, and then I'll go on my break at work, I'll go to the coffee shop and I'll get my notepad out and I'll listen to it, the guitar through my earphones, and just start writing down lyrics, and then I find that
Do you ever find sort of little riffs or lines of lyrics come to you out of the blue from, you know, when you're not even thinking about
it?
Yeah,
or someone would just say something.
Yeah.
I'll just use that as an inspiration or just one of the lines in a song.
So is it sort of pen and paper by the bed in case you wake up in the middle of the
night? Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I'll forget it.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Now, last year, you released your first 5-track sampler CD album called Sunny on the South Bank.
Yep.
Do you have any more CDs in the pipeline?
I've got a new CD coming out hopefully within the next few months. It's got the working title The Magician. Okay. I'm in the process of recording songs at the moment. It's going to be a larger track CD, mainly majority of my own songs, and I might throw in a couple of my own versions of covers in there as well.
That's great. Okay, so have you recorded any of that yet?
About a quarter of the way through.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so what are your other plans for the future, Matthew, including outside of music?
I think I'm mainly focused on my music at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy at the moment gigging around, getting more experience, because every gig's different. You'll find that a different audience will... you play off of a different audience every evening. I'd love to carry on doing this, see how far it goes. I'm also quite fond of my acting as well.
I'm actually
in a play coming up soon on Friday the May 2nd. In a one-act comedy called Trouble at Mill. That's part of the Navestock Village Society at Fane Hall. Tickets £15 if you want to come along. Free course meal.
Excellent. When's that?
Friday the 2nd of May.
Okay.
So not too far away.
So have you developed your sort of Yorkshire accent for this?
Just about.
Excellent. What other gigs you got coming up?
I'm always at the Stand Deliver Acoustic Open Mic Club at the Royal British Legion. That's every second Tuesday of the month, the next one being Tuesday 13th of May. I'm also performing at the Loughton Festival Sunday 18th of May. That's at the Loughton Club, Station Road. I'm 24th of May, I've got a guest spot at an evening with Trevor Atwaters at the Fame Room, Kelvedon Hatch. I also think Matthew Atwaters, his son, is also going to be performing. He's a very good singer-songwriter.
Excellent.
That's £10. Again, Stand Deliver in June. I'm also performing at the Village Pub in Walthamstow. That's on Thursday the 19th of June. And to be confirmed, Saturday the 21st of June, the Strawberry Fair on Shenfield Common. And my big gig coming up in August 28th, I'm headlining at the Loughton Folk Club. So
fabulous.
I'm really looking forward to that one.
Fabulous. Well, if I don't see you before, I'll see you at the Strawberry Fair.
Yeah, definitely.
Phoenix FM will be there.
Ah, really?
Yes, we'll be doing our bit there. All right, great. Well, we'll hear one more song from you in a moment. But first, where can people find out a bit more about you?
Facebook, www.facebook.com/MatthewShepherdMusic. And I'm also on Twitter at Matt Shep 1994.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much.
That's all right. I've enjoyed it.
Today. Well, I've much enjoyed talking to you. What are you going to play us out?
It's my last song, Sunny on the South Bank, which is the title track from my previous CD.
Yes, I've heard it. Yes. Nice song. Carry on.
Okay, here we go.
I've been waiting for you for an eternity. I dream that one day you'll walk on by and our eyes eyes would meet. You're the only girl for me. You just have to open your eyes and see. 'Cause it's sunny on the south bank, the wind's blowing through your hair, and I'm just gonna keep on playing till you notice me there, my love, my love. If you'd only close your eyes and picture me, and if you'd open them again, is it still me that you'd see? You're the only girl for me. You just have to open your eyes and say, it's sunny on the south bank, the wind's blowing through your hair, and I'm just gonna keep on playing till you notice me there, my love, my love. Now I can't tell you how I feel, this feeling is killing me, 'cause it's you I've been waiting for, yeah. Tell me you're the one, oh, say you are the one, say you are the one, as if me you're looking for. Say you are the one, say you are the one, or say you feel the same. Say you are the one, say you are the one, or say you feel the same. I'll wait forever, oh, yeah, yeah. 'Cause it's sunny on the South Bay, blowing through your hair, and I'm just gonna keep on playing, 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 oh, till you notice me there, my love, my love.
Woohoo! Oh, fantastic, Matthew. Thank you very much. I was conscious of the absence of an audience. One person clapping just isn't enough. So thank you very much,
thank you very much
for coming in today. Come and see us again soon. And we'll get all of that up on the Phoenix FM website later on today, including some contact details for you and some details of your gig. So if anybody missed that, you can relive the whole thing a bit later. Now, Gabriella Chilmi, what do you reckon?
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, let's give it a go.